have a number of different thoughts. The first is always a journalist should consider the source. Rashad McCants was never considered a particularly solid citizen when he was at University of North Carolina. But I think what he says resonates because we've had other similar reports, if not from basketball players, from football players. And I think that until some resolution is reached, more resolution than we've had so far at an institutional level, we're going to keep going around in this circle of who knew what, when, how much was there involvement by people in highly responsible positions in enabling athletes to glide through, or the flip side, to enable the university to exploit athletes for its own marketing and fundraising benefit.
I've got to read this this comment that was made here. As Inside Carolina has tweeted out some background on the Williams-McCants relationship, and this is very interesting. It was a tweet that was first, or sorry, a Facebook comment that was first made by Damian Debo Grant. He says he always hates to see a player leave the fam. I'm sure he means family, but no one can judge unless you walked in his shoes. Best wishes, little homie. Nothing but love, Drew. Now, James McCants, Rashad McCants' father, comments a few comments down. This is 24 comments down, and he said he did what was best for him simply because, and now in all caps, the current coach is a piece of expletive expletive, and I don't recommend anyone get recruited by him. He will wreck your career if you are not aware of his underhanded tactic and insincerity. Beware. That is a comment from James McCants, again, Rashad McCants' father. So it seems as though the entire McCants family not really happy with Roy Williams or the university.
Well, we don't know about his sister, who's also a basketball player. But, of course, Roy Williams did not recruit Rashad McCants. He inherited him from Matt Daugherty, who made a statement supportive of the University of North Carolina.
That's right.
Again, this is just going to keep going on, and people have asked me in other venues, well, what do you think will enable North Carolina to get past this? And frankly, perhaps the attorney that the university has hired to do an independent investigation at a huge cost with supposedly free rein will be able to get to the bottom of what did happen or is happening. But I think at some point, unless the NCAA comes back and actually looks at whether or not the University of North Carolina used athletics and academics in a way that was not, let's just say, totally kosher, people are going to continue to say, well, they're a high-profile program, and so they're allowed to skate. And whether it's true or not, it besmirches everybody who's involved. And so at some point there needs to be closure. We obviously have not gotten there yet. And these stories are going to keep popping up. They've been popping up for more than a year. This one is just more clearly directed at Roy Williams and obviously has a level of, as you quoted, vitriol involved in it that seems fairly personal.
So right now, a lot of pressure has been put on UNC for not speaking out about this, for only speaking through press releases, as we spoke about in the last half hour, that we haven't been getting communication from UNC other than press releases with predetermined statement, not predetermined, but very coached statements, I guess you will. You know, they make sure they say exactly what they want to say. Don't go on live talking with people. Does UNC need to start speaking out, though, to get rid of this, to get it in the past? Will the Weinstein report be enough, or does UNC need to start really communicating?
I think it's a combination of things. You can have a press conference. For instance, Roy Williams could have a press conference today, and he could say this is not true. Or, well, he didn't see it this way. But no matter what he says, it's a he said, she said, or he said, in this case. And unless somebody comes up with some proof that Roy Williams actually knew and spoke in the manner in which Rashad McCants is saying, he's not going to be able to resolve it. Hopefully an impartial investigation can get you there. I think there's no reason why UNC can't be more forthcoming with some of the data, and I have very much agreed with people who've criticized the way that universities and others hide behind federal law that claims that student-athlete records are somehow not susceptible to public scrutiny, even if the names are expunged, because there is some evidence somewhere, and it would be nice to share it with the public. And really, a lot of the people who are involved in the higher decision-making levels at UNC now were not here then. So they don't have an investment in defending a status quo, from the chancellor to the provost to the athletic director. So let the chips fall where they may. Let it play out, be as public as possible, and move on. And hopefully by hiring an independent investigator, that's a step in the right direction. I think more evidence could be released to the public. And I think being more accessible is more problematic, because what can you really say that's going to convince anybody other than through documentation?
There's also a question about, and we're speaking with Barry Jacobs, who is a sports writer in the Triangle, writes about the ACC and has been for quite some time, also serves as the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. There's a lot of talk about whether there were exceptions or whether it was a regular occurrence of these student-athletes. I read the storify a couple times now, as written by the Daily Tar Heel, of student-athletes, former and current, who have been tweeting today in support of the university, saying that they worked hard, that you know, these few students are coming out to bash the university. It's hard to tell exactly how many are on each side, whether this is, you know, there are just a few exceptions that did skate through, and they were just part of the AFAM program and it was just an academic thing, or if there was a regular occurrence of student athletes making it into these paper classes and these phony classes. The university can't necessarily force student athletes to or demand student athletes to go out and go in support of the university. But would that help too? If some of these student athletes would go themselves and say, "No, I'm in full support of the university."
I'm sure it'll help some, but you know, if you have an infected whatever and you don't clean it out fully, the infection keeps coming back. That's what's happening. And whether the university has taken sufficient steps to clean it out is more important than what the different student-athletes say, in my opinion, because the institution is being hurt. The people who got degrees from UNC, either student-athletes or regular students, or people who actually majored in African-American studies at UNC and felt like they got a good education, they're the ones who are being hurt. And I think it's the obligation of the university to do everything it can to clarify and cleanse. And I think, I honestly believe that some people are trying to do that, but they're doing it within a framework, as institutions do, of what their attorneys are telling them they can and can't do. And that will always limit public disclosure. Believe me, I know that from the other job that you mentioned I have. When your attorney says you can't say that because it opens you up to X or Y, you keep your mouth shut. And that's why this whole issue of what is public information and what isn't is very important in this particular case, because the university, in order to clarify and cleanse, is going to have to be more forthcoming with information, whether it comes in a report or it does not. Governor Martin's report was good up to a point, but he didn't look at the student records. And I'm not sure that anybody yet has actually talked to academic advisors, more than just Mary Willingham, but I mean the full gamut of academic advisors, either confidentially or in front of a grand jury or as part of an investigation by the university. And all that has to happen before we get past this.
Barry Jacobs, who writes about athletics in the Triangle and in the ACC, as well as serving on the Orange County Board of Commissioners as chair. Barry, thanks so much. The Weinstein Report is rumored now, I guess is the best way to say it, to come out towards the end of the summer. It'll be interesting to see if it drags on a little bit longer than that. But apparently Kenneth Weinstein says he wants to get that out before school starts next year to try to help UNC, really, not assist in any way, but to help this be done before the next semester starts. So, as you mentioned, it's going to be very interesting to see when that comes out and just how much information that's going to have in it.
Well, it'll simmer all summer, and as you were saying previously, we're going to hear from more and more North Carolina present and former student athletes, and it's going to percolate and percolate. More things may now come out because there are going to be more people looking. And until we get that report and maybe more, it's just going to be a sad experience for people who care about the University of North Carolina. And I always go back in my mind to the person who really spoke the most eloquently about how student athletes, we should never use student athletes. We should essentially help them and they should get a good education and have a good experience, and that's Dean Smith. And I think, you know, at a time when he was just honored with a Presidential Medal of Freedom, we want to know that UNC stood by that principle, and UNC needs to articulate that as well as possible, as soon as possible.